The following four sound bites on new Postal Service mailing service prices, effective May 11, 2009, are from Postal Service consumer advocate Dolores Collette. Soundbite 1 is on the value of Postal Service prices and services during these tough economic times.
The Postal Service does not receive tax dollars for operations and is not immune to rising costs affecting every family and business. Even with this price change, the Postal Service continues to offer good value for consumers and businesses at a time when we're all looking for ways to save.
Soundbite 2 is on how U.S. postage compares to other countries and what the stamp price change will mean to the average American household.
The Postal Service offers some of the lowest postage prices in the world. For the average American household, the 2 cent increase in the price of a first-class mail stamp will translate to only an additional $3 over the course of the year.
Soundbite 3 is on the reason for the price changes and how it compares to the rate of inflation.
The average price increase is at or below the rate of inflation as measured by the Consumer Price Index. When compared to annual increases in other household expenses, such as groceries, healthcare, and utilities, the Postal Service is an affordable, economical choice for shipping and mailing during difficult times.
Soundbite 4 is on the Forever Stamp.
Forever really does mean forever. Customers can use Forever stamps for first-class mail, no matter when the stamps were purchased. Last year, even the year before, the Forever stamp is always honored for a 1-ounce letter with no need for additional postage.
Preceding audio courtesy of the U.S. Postal Service.